2 weeks ago, I got a note from the president and CEO of the Banff Center asking me whether it's all right for her to invite a dozen local high school students to the scientific talks this afternoon. That was a magical moment because I knew then that BIRDS was already a success. It is my pleasure to introduce the president and CEO of the Banff Center, Mary Hofstetter. We feel extremely fortunate to have Mary at the helm of the Banff Center. She understood very early on the intellectual impact of this initiative, and she stood by us all the way. President Mary Hofstetter.
Thank you very much, Nassif, and good evening, everyone. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs, de la part de tous mes collègues et du conseil d'administration, il me fait grand plaisir de vous souhaiter la bienvenue au Centre Banff. On the part of our Board of Governors, represented this evening by our Chair, Phil Ponting, and his wife, Arlene, and of all my colleagues at the Banff Centre, a very warm welcome to this very, very special event. For 70 years, the Banff Center has welcomed artists, business leaders, folk from the mountain communities, from Alberta, Canada, and beyond, to our campus in the clouds, and this evening our campus in the snow. Imbued with a culture of creativeness, we have nurtured the creative work of thousands. Our impact is felt in arts, cultural, business, and environmental organizations around the world. When we first learned of the BIRDS initiative, we thought it was an interesting concept, and BIRDS thought of us as the providers, really, of a conference venue. And then we learned more about each other's work, and we realized the tremendous synergy between BIRDS and Banff. It really came together at a dinner with Nassif and Bob Moody and some of their colleagues when we began to seriously explore the obvious and the potential partnerships between us. We talked about the links between mathematics and music, architecture, visual arts. We spoke about calculating the migration of montane vegetation and the receding of glaciers in a national park. I was in new territory at this conversation. We saw amazing opportunities for programming partnerships and mutual value added, and our fate was sealed. At the end of the dinner, Nassif, I can't see you, there you are. At the end of the dinner, Nassif turned to me and he said, "Mary, will you adopt us?" And I responded that Nassif was rather a large baby, but that indeed a true partnership was definitely in order, and our planning evolved from that evening. And so tonight we are celebrating a partnership which is truly unique, which embraces Alberta, Canada, and the United States. We celebrate what has been created with the tremendous support of ASRA, NSERC, and the NSF. And we recognize with great appreciation the support of the Honorable Victor Dirksen, Minister of Innovation and Science, Dr. Bob Church, the Chair of ASRA, and the generosity of the Government of Alberta and the Max Bell Foundation, represented this evening by David Elton, in supporting the cost of the renovations needed to accommodate BIRDS in Corbett Hall in the Max Bell Building. Tonight, we celebrate a North American vision for creation in a world where creativity, science, and research converge, and we toast a unique partnership of boundless potential. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in a toast to BIRDS. To BIRDS. And to Nassif. Thank you, and now bon appétit.